Mike Falkenstein had for a long time been a missionary to China, but in the not-too-distant past, God began to change his focus to fulfilling the Great Commission worldwide as well as here at home. He tells how that change in focus came about.
I developed a group of colleagues, and we were lamenting a lot of times amongst ourselves about, you know, we began looking at the global needs of the unreached and how few Christians were actually involved. And so I think what God had intended in all of that is, with our ministry, we've begun to look at kind of the root causes of kind of why that is. And so we've kind of landed on this place where our ministry now exists to create resources and deliver training that is a catalyst enabling every Christian to find Great Commission fulfillment.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, you've just heard a very small part of an interview that I did last fall with our good friend Tom Muller at KRKS 94.7 FM here in lovely Denver, Colorado. Tom had me on his radio show talking a little bit about both the general message of 1-8 Catalyst, and particularly talking about my new book called What You Do Shows Who You Are, The Six Marks of a Disciple of Jesus. I hope you enjoy the interview, and I'm glad that you're with us on this, the third episode of the Catalytic Podcast. We read in Matthew 24, Jesus' words that this gospel of the kingdom will be proclaimed throughout the whole world as a testimony to all nations. But Jesus needs you as a Christian to become equipped for this work. Welcome to the Catalytic Podcast, a ministry resource of 1-8 Catalyst. This podcast exists to give you practical and easy-to-remember tools toward spiritual growth that leads to Great Commission fulfillment. We'll also have interesting interviews of people who have walked the journey towards Great Commission fulfillment, and we'll be able to hear their stories. And now it's time for the Catalytic Podcast.
Mike Falkenstein had for a long time been a missionary to China, but in the not-too-distant past, God began to change his focus to fulfilling the Great Commission worldwide as well as here at home. He tells how that change in focus came about.
I developed a group of colleagues, and we were lamenting a lot of times amongst ourselves about, you know, we began looking at the, you know, the global needs of the unreached and how few Christians were actually involved. And so I think what God had intended in all of that is, with our ministry, we've begun to look at kind of the root causes of kind of why that is. And so we've kind of landed on this place where our ministry now exists to create resources and deliver training that is a catalyst enabling every Christian to find Great Commission fulfillment. And so what we'll talk about today primarily is this new book that I've written, which is called What You Do Shows Who You Are. And the idea behind the book is, okay, we've got a lot of these Christians that are unsure how they should be involved in Great Commission fulfillment. Mm-hmm. Well, let's look at the sort of the condition of the Christian themselves, because as you know, those people who are fully devoted followers of Jesus cannot help but tell someone about their relationship with the Lord, and then they begin to see some success in that area and God working, and then it's, oh gosh, where else can we be involved? And so for me, I think that's become the heart, is really creating these resources and delivering training that helps Christians find Great Commission fulfillment.
And define Great Commission fulfillment, particularly for people who may not be familiar with that term or familiar with what the Great Commission is.
Yeah, that's a great question. So very quickly, the Great Commission is a command that Jesus gave to all Christians to proclaim the gospel, make disciples, and to be his witnesses, right? So we see throughout Scripture, particularly in the New Testament, you know, Jesus is giving us these commands to, you know, Mark 16:15, it says, go and proclaim the gospel to the whole creation. And then in the Matthew, of course, the famous passage in Matthew 28, to go make disciples of all nations. Mm-hmm. And then he follows that up with passages like John 14:15, where he says, if you love me, you will obey my commands. Mm-hmm. Well, then, boy, I think we all want to think we love him, so it's good to go back and look at what these commands are and see how we're doing with those. And so the actual fulfillment then of those could be, you know, I always tell people, it's not always going overseas, right? You can have fantastic Great Commission fulfillment by just reaching your neighbors, mm-hmm. right? Just, okay, I've got these six houses closest to my house. I'm just going to get to know their names and begin to ask them their stories. And, you know, God can really, there's neat stories out there about what God can do. And you don't have to go far.
Yeah. So the book, What You Do Shows Who You Are, and the subtitle is The Six Marks of a Disciple of Jesus. And I went through the book, and I really like it because it is designed to be like a study group.
Yeah, that's right. So the basic idea behind the book is that in terms of our book resources with our ministry, it's the first in a series of books that we'll be doing. And it really is just an opportunity for the believer to kind of take a look at where you're doing well with the Lord, where you might need some help. And I always think that is best done in community, mm-hmm. right, with other people. Mm-hmm. And so there are 8 chapters. Each chapter has 8 study questions or discussion questions at the end, 4 that you're intended to go through kind of on your own at home, and then 4 in the group. For the leaders of the study, there's a leader's guide in the back, some additional resources. So, for example, if you've never learned how to share your testimony, I have sort of a detailed, here's how that works, mm-hmm. and you can go that, you can, and so what's cool about doing that in community too, like if you and I were in a community group, I could practice on you and vice versa, mm-hmm. and, you know, you could say, well, you didn't really tell me this or that, and you could tweak it and work on it. And I always tell people it is something with a lot of this stuff, it does take some practice, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And again, it's just really fun to be able to do that with a group of folks.
Like-minded folks.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Now, the book is part of a wider ministry that you have. I mean, in other words, you have podcasts and so forth. So how does the book, what's kind of the terrain that you're functioning in as it relates to the 6 marks of a disciple of Jesus?
Yeah, so with our ministry, we, again, in our mission statement, we exist to create resources and deliver training that hopefully leads every Christian towards Great Commission fulfillment. Mm-hmm. So in kind of the category of creating resources, yes, we have a podcast. So if you go to our website, you can listen to those episodes. The podcast is really designed to be very practical for the believer who wants to just learn how to do some of these things, right? So again, we have we'll have an episode on how to share your testimony, how to share the gospel presentation, you know, these kinds of things. So we do want to hit different, we do want to have different resources because people might react or respond differently to different kinds of things, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. there are those people who love podcasts. There are some that don't even know really they exist. a book of content is nice because as long as one person in your community group learns about it and shares it with others, then, you know, we do want as wide a distribution in that regard as well. And then really the third area of resources that we're just beginning to work on, I don't know if you're familiar with the YouTube channel PragerU.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But PragerU, you know, is started by Dennis Prager.
Right.
And he has these 5-minute videos that are educational. So for him, it's, you know, what is the Electoral College and why is it important? Mm-hmm. And he's got more civic kind of things.
Yeah.
For us, we want to have 5-minute videos on, you know, what is the Great Commission? Why is the Bible a reliable, source for our lives? Uh-huh. And you know, these kinds of things. So we're just beginning to write the scripts for those. And again, with YouTube and some of these electronic, you know, social media kind of things we have now, we're hoping for as wide a distribution because really the heart behind all of this is, it is really Great Commission fulfillment. So just as one example, in the world today, there are about 7,000 people groups that are still in this unreached category, meaning they are less than 2% Christian.
Mm-hmm.
To those of us that kind of study this stuff, we think, why is there still so many of these people groups that are still unreached? I mean, uh-huh. probably just in our state, in Colorado.
Uh-huh.
There are 7,000 churches that if they just said, hey, we'll just take one, mm-hmm. and you take this one, that job could be done quickly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's really our heart behind a lot of this. So yeah. as Christians are becoming fully devoted followers of Jesus, and as they understand that the Great Commission really is a normative command for us all, we're hoping that it really does, it really is a catalyst towards action, because we know that God, that Jesus came to, you know, for God so loved the world that he sent his one and only son, yeah. right?
Mm-hmm.
For the whole world yeah. and every tongue and tribe and people. And so that's really the underlying sort of heart behind all of this.
You mentioned YouTube, and you have on YouTube now a promo kind of describing everything we're talking about, right?
Yeah, that's right. But I think it's a pretty nice little tool.
I do, too. So let's take a break right now.
Okay.
And play the audio. Of course, I can't do the video there. But after we play the audio of it, we'll let people know where they can find it on YouTube. But let's play the audio, which kind of summarizes everything we're talking about.
Okay, thanks.
At 1-8 Catalyst, we have a deep heart to see the completion of the Great Commission worldwide, because we believe that Jesus' command to preach the gospel, make disciples, and be his witness is a command for all Christians. Our desire to obey the Great Commission command and train others in this way is the wind in our sails. So what do we do at 1-8 Catalyst? We are creating resources and delivering training enabling Christians to find Great Commission fulfillment. Through our book resources like our new book on the six marks of a disciple of Jesus, our podcast called the Made for Missions Podcast, and our online training tools, we deeply desire to train Christians and churches to make every day a missions opportunity. And we're just adding a new YouTube video series of 5-minute videos where we are taking biblical concepts around Great Commission fulfillment and adding graphics and animation to create the most persuasive, entertaining, and educational case possible that Great Commission fulfillment is possible for all Christians. Since we believe that the Great Commission is a command for all Christians, we want to help Christians with the tools to be able to find Great Commission fulfillment in their lives every day. The Apostle Paul gives Timothy an encouragement we believe all Christians should adhere to. In 2 Timothy 2, we read Paul's words, "Do your best to present yourself to God as one approved, a worker who has no need to be ashamed, rightly handling the word of truth." At 1-8 Catalyst, we work every day to help Christians see this admonishment fulfilled in their own lives. Please join us in this great task by volunteering your time or partnering financially toward this goal. More information about our work and the tools we have available can be found on our website at www.18catalyst.org.
That's the audio of a video that's on YouTube, and I'm with Mike Falkenstein from his ministry, 1-8 Catalyst. How can people find that video on YouTube?
Yeah, so our video is it just really all the social media stuff that we have really mm-hmm. is linked through our website.
Okay.
So probably the easiest way. So all it's right. just 1-8catalyst.org. And I always tell people the 1 and the 8 are spelled out in word form.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's just 1-8catalyst.org. And then right at the top of the page, you can get to our YouTube channel and subscribe there, of course, because we will have this new content that will be available soon,
mm-hmm.
These 5-minute videos. And so that's really where they could find that. They can link to our Facebook page and other social media tools.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us for the first half of the interview. I thought this would be a good time to take a quick break. When we come back from our break, in the interview, I'll be talking a little bit more about the book itself, and in particular, how we believe God is using it to help us train and equip Christians to reach their world for Christ.
At 1-8 Catalyst, we have a deep heart to create resources to help you find Great Commission fulfillment. Our latest book resource is titled What You Do Shows Who You Are, a book on the six marks of a disciple of Jesus. We believe that this book is a great way for you to grow spiritually and then take that growth and share it with others. Intended to be a small group or Sunday school class study, we believe that spiritual growth happens best as you work through each of the six marks with a group of other believers. Be sure to get a copy for each of the folks in your small group today. Available on Amazon.com. What are the six marks of a disciple of Jesus? Each one is in this book. And I told you before we went on the air, I could see this for a new believers class, for mm-hmm. example, forming a group. And I agree with you. The best way to bring all of this about is through community. In this country, you're a world traveler. I'm not. I don't know if other countries are like we are here, but in this country, we're so tuned to be Lone Ranger Christians.
That's right.
We don't understand community. And yet community is something God has given us to really further the depth of work in each of us individually.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And there's a ton to be said about that. Kind of the very short end of it is, if you look, I think, at especially the early church, and if that is really going to be our guide, mm-hmm. right, man, community was in the center of mm-hmm. all of that. I mean, they were caring for each other. They were worshiping together. They were fellowshipping, eating all the time together. And, yeah, I think in the American church in particular, that's mm-hmm. something that we could do, yeah. you know, a far better job of, for sure.
So, this would be another thing, an opportunity for you to try community and see it's good.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Well, and tell us what the six marks of a disciple of
Jesus
are.
Yeah, I always begin by saying that the six marks of a disciple of Jesus in my book are not the only six marks, right? We see other things, but what I've tried to do is pick kind of what I would call kind of foundational marks of a disciple. In other words, these are the really essential things that you would see in someone that is a fully devoted follower, you know, kind of the definition of a disciple of Jesus. Mm-hmm. And so the first one quickly is that a disciple of Jesus has identified with Christ. And so we see in the Apostle Paul, you know, him saying over and over again, I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. You know, we've taken off every other thing that we could identify or how we get our self-identification. And we go, number one is, you know, I belong to Jesus, right? And so that's number one. And so it's a good chapter to go through and just assess, you know, how you're doing in that. Because mm-hmm. it's just so easy to be identified and, you know, what we do or how, you know, where we work or, you know, our other relationships. And those are still important, but really, clearly, Jesus really does want kind of that number one spot in our lives, right? So the second mark of a disciple of Jesus is that a disciple of Jesus has a supreme love for Christ. And so really that just means we love him more than we love anything else and sacrifice everything else sort of for him. And there are certain threads that go through this as I was writing this. And certainly where Jesus is in our, you know, relational hierarchy and, you know, in our lives is a, you know, definitely a trend. And so the third mark is one that I've often told people really is the kingpin, if you will, of these marks in a lot of ways, which is that a disciple of Jesus is obedient to the Bible. And so, because, you know, what you believe about the Bible mm-hmm. really then determines just about everything else, mm-hmm. right? If it is the inspired word of God, then if it gives us a command, then we do it. If we can, you know, pick and choose what we actually take from the Bible, right, mm-hmm. then that's going to affect different things as well. And so it's interesting, a lot of that chapter is just me trying to convince people, no, this really is the inspired word of God, and it is worth our obedience, mm-hmm. you know. So that could have been a much longer chapter, but
could be books.
Yeah, that's right. It could be books, and there are people who had to have written books about that, right?
Sure.
So the fourth mark of a disciple of Jesus is that a disciple of Jesus is fruitful for Christ. And so, you know, we know Jesus, you know, when I always think about when he says, every good tree bears good fruit, but a bad tree bears bad fruit. You know, a good tree can't bear bad fruit and vice versa. And so in the chapter, I talk about this pear tree that I have in my backyard. And it's like, I don't need to do anything for it to produce pears. It's just going to do what, you know, kind of God created it to do.
Yeah.
You know, and it's not going to produce oranges. It's not going to whatever. As long as it's getting water and enough sun, right, it's going to produce fruit. And so I do think that's a really good chapter with a community, because you can not only check your own life and see where you where you are in that, but then you can have other people. Okay, well, how do you observe that in my own life, in my life, and vice versa?
And vice versa,
and kind of an accountability piece, right?
You can really get an understanding of Paul's talking about the distribution of the gifts when you do that that particular chapter.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Yeah.
That's right. So, and so we, in the chapter, I define what fruit really looks like, and, you know, so that we know, okay, here's what we're actually looking for.
Yeah.
So, and then the fifth mark is that a disciple of Jesus is filled with love for others. And so we see Jesus saying, you know, you cannot be my disciple unless you have a love for one another.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've kind of expanded that towards sort of all people in some ways, because, you know, having a love for one another as believers is hard enough, but then to be able to have a love for sort of mankind is is much harder.
Yeah.
But that's a good one to sort of check your heart as well, right?
And then, he says that if you hate somebody who's not a believer, you're hating a creation of God.
Yeah, so, that's exactly right.
Yeah.
That's an important one.
Right.
And then the last one is that the disciple of Jesus, you know, has taken up his cross and denied himself daily.
Hmm.
And this is probably, and I left that to the end sort of particularly, not wanting to sort of, you know, lose readers early. But it is the most difficult one.
Uh-huh.
In fact, I was just rereading this passage in Luke 14 today, this morning, where Jesus says, unless you have renounced all for my sake, you cannot be my disciple.
Yeah.
Ooh, man, that's hard. And just before that, he's saying, you know, if you don't hate brother and mother and father, and it's like, I really love my family.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it doesn't mean you actually hate them, but again, it's where is he in that hierarchy, right? He has to be number one.
Yes.
And so, boy, to go through that and say, okay, what is it that's really in the way of me being able to renounce all and Jesus to hold that number one spot in my life is it's a good exercise, I think. So very quickly, those are the six marks. And so each one has, you know, discussion questions and, you know, additional – in the leader's guide – by the way, then I'm giving the leaders additional questions on top of that they can ask. I'm introducing people to scripture memory, which has always been a very valuable tool for me over the years, that the leader would say, hey, let's just take these two passages and at least try to memorize them, you know, because God can just do amazing things through scripture memory, I think. I know he has in my own life. And so So that's kind of the book in a nutshell, and it's been exciting to see where it's beginning to get out, and we're getting good reviews, and people are recommending it, and you know, for us as a ministry, it's been fun because this is the first of this kind of book resource, so we're kind of learning, okay, how do you promote and sell books, and you know, so we're learning along the way as well.
And how can people get a copy of the book, a copy of the leader's guide, so forth?
Yeah, so the fortunately, I just left the leader's guide inside the book. So if you buy the book, it's just in there already.
Good. That's a great idea.
Yeah, I went back and forth about that because some authors will have a separate book or a separate workbook. And I thought, well, I'm not that, you know, popular to be able to do that. To do that. And, you know, you might be able to, just for people going through it, to go through the leader's guide, you know, on your own. The number one way to get the book probably is just on Amazon, the website. So if you go to Amazon.com and you do even just a search either for my name or you put in what you do shows who you are, you know, it'll pop up.
Okay.
We do also have an online store on our website. You can purchase the book there as well. You know, Amazon, of course, is just so convenient, right? And they'll just ship it out, and it's a couple of days, and you know, they get it right to you.
And if you do it under Mike's name, Falkenstein, it's, as you've said to me before, Stein, S-T-I-N-E, rhymes that's, with wine.
That's right. That's right.
So Falkenstein, F-A-L-K-E-N-S-T-I-N-E, or the name of the book, What You Do Shows Who You Are, Amazon.com, or your website.
Yeah, that's right. So we do have a little online store as well.
Which is 18catalyst.org, and you spell out 18. And if you don't know how to spell catalyst, you probably should check how to spell catalyst.
Yeah, just ask Google, right?
Yeah, ask Google. 18catalyst.org. And all of the resources that you have so far, I mean, you got more resources coming.
That's right.
With the 5-minute series on YouTube.
That's right.
And that information is also on 18catalyst.org.
Yeah, that's right.
As that expands, you'll be able to keep people alert.
Yeah, that's right.
And then they can also get your podcast by way of 18catalyst.org.
Yeah, that's right. So if you go to the website, on the very top of the page, there's a little tab for podcasts.
Uh-huh.
So you can either listen to that directly from the site, or there's links to the, you know, it used to be the iTunes store. They've changed it now. It's Apple Podcasts.
Uh-huh.
So Apple and Google each have their own podcast sites.
Uh-huh.
And so all of those links, which if you subscribe to the podcast, it's kind of nice because every time we have a new episode, it just automatically uploads to your phone.
Okay.
And more people now with, you know, Bluetooth in the cars and mm-hmm. whatnot, it's just easy to connect.
Oh, that's nice.
And you can just listen to it as you're driving to work. And that's what a lot of people do. So,
well, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you enjoyed that interview that I did with Tom Mueller. And boy, Tom is a fantastic guy. We just so appreciate him here at 18 Catalyst. And I'm so thankful to be able to know him, to be able to come on his radio show from time to time. If you are in the Denver area, be sure to catch Tom on 94.7 KRKS. And you can actually go to, I believe it's 94.7KRKS.com to catch his weekly radio show online. And I would highly recommend that you do that as well. Of course, in the interview, it was great for me to be able to walk through each of the 6 marks of a disciple of Jesus, to talk about 18 Catalyst and how we're using the book. I can actually give you just a super quick update. Not only are we continuing to sell it on Amazon.com, so if you're interested in the book itself, I would highly recommend that you go to Amazon and search for the book, again called What You Do Shows Who You Are. But then also, we're having a chance to have it translated into other languages where country leaders are coming to us and saying, boy, we love this book. If it was in Indonesian, if it was in Chinese, if it was in Portuguese, it would be a really good resource in our churches. And so it's been great to see how God has used us there as well. The Indonesian version in particular is on my mind because now the book layout is finished, which means the translation, of course, is finished. And so it should be available for print by midsummer 2020 is what we're thinking. And so that's a fantastic tool for our ministry as well. So we're really excited about that. So, yeah, thanks again for joining us for this, the 3rd episode of the Catalytic Podcast. I am so thankful. Again, if you want to hear a particular topic, if you have a suggestion, if you have anything you want to say to me at all, please go to our request line, our suggestion line, 303-335-9658. That's 303-335-9658. Thank you so much for joining us, and I look forward to having you with me again for the 4th episode of the Catalytic Podcast. Thank you for joining me for the latest episode of the Catalytic Podcast. For more information, be sure to visit our website at 18catalyst.org. And never forget, the Great Commission is a command that Jesus gave you as a Christian to obey. I'll be praying for you that you find your part in it. See you next time.